This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Attention, smart people. Smart people, we need you right now.
That's me.
Tomorrow morning at 6:20 Central, we're giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million. I said $1
million. $1
million. That's a lot of money, people. That is a lot of money. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? We will play it again tomorrow. Go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register right now, please. Smart people.
Please.
We need you right now.
Smarty people.
Like we've never needed you before.
Desperate times for desperate measures.
Yes. For sure.
We really need you now.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. All right. Now it's also time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationship, dating, work, parenting, sex, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Okay, we could be reading your letter live on the air just like this one. Woo! Nephew.
All right, then. Let's buckle up and hold on tight. We have it for you. The Strawberry Letter.
Who are you right now?
There is so many people.
I'm the guy that just... I'm the guy that just did 7 shows.
Aw.
Aw. That has nothing to do with this radio show right here, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, baby.
Is that a puppy squeal?
Yeah.
What's
that? Uh-huh. It's a puppy that can't.
I love that,
Jay. Let me get out my little violin.
Right.
All right, subject, the First Lady's special offering. Listen to this one, guys. Dear Steve and Shirley, I am a happily married man, and I need your advice. Last summer, I loaned a female friend $320 for an insurance class so she could start her own business. She was engaged to be married at the time to a preacher. After I loaned her the money, we barely kept in touch. She got married, and I was busy with my family and traveling for work. Recently, I decided to check in on my friend and see how she was doing in her new career as an insurance agent. I also planned to ask her to pay me back. When I called her, she thanked me for the loan, but to my surprise, she said she never took the insurance class. I was shocked, and I politely asked her for my $320 back. She told me that she didn't have my money, and she didn't know when she would be able to pay me. She also said that she could not ask her husband, the pastor, for the money because it would cause a big problem in her marriage. Stephen Shirley, you are not going to believe what happened next. Instead of giving me my money, she offered me her quotation marks, all of this is in personal services. So she offered me her personal services to pay off her debt. I was like, First Lady, please. She is a pastor's wife, and she offered to repay me in sex. Yes. I have never wanted to be intimate with her, and I would never cheat on my wife. I just want my money back. Should I consider this a total loss at this point? I thought about telling her husband, but I don't want unnecessary drama. What should I do? Okay, the first thing you should do... First thing you should do is stop loaning engaged female friends this amount of money, okay? That's A, okay? If she's engaged, she ought to be able to ask her fiancé for that kind of money. And you're right, this was hard to believe. And yes, you can count this as a loss. You will never see your money again. You'll never see that. I'm glad, though, you're a man of integrity. I really am. And you decided not to cheat on your wife and sleep with the pastor's wife. I think this First Lady is really a piece of work here. I really do. Offering her personal services to you for the repayment of $320. Really? Really, First Lady? I think you should take the L on this one. No, please don't tell her husband, the pastor. Hopefully he'll find out about her ratchetry soon enough, because I'm sure this isn't the only thing she's doing. No. I think a lot of stuff was left out of this letter. I have to say that. But yeah, to count it as an L. It is a loss for you, and you're never going to see your money again. And don't tell him. You just take it as a loss and learn the lesson from this. Don't lend people money like that. Jay?
What you need to do is when you go to service next Sunday, mm-hmm. and the pastor says, is there anyone in here who would like to stand up and testify?
Yes.
Testify.
Come on here now.
Raise really? Your finger up in the air.
Yeah.
Because you want to have respect for the wood. Uh-huh. For the wood.
For the wood.
For the wood. And when you rise up, out the pew, start to saying these words right here.
Rise.
I'd like to thank the congregation, the band, church. Much respect to the pastor
giving
and the first lady and all the visiting members.
Mm-hmm.
But pastor, I have something heavy on my heart. On my heart right here.
Release it.
I'm releasing it. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes there are people that you do things for. Uh-huh. They don't, how do I say it? I wish I could get some help. They don't pay you back for the things you do for them. They're sitting in here right now, Pastor, and I don't want to point them out because I'm a Christian man, but they need to pay me my damn $320 right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Mm. Right now. That's all I have to say about it.
Angry prayer. Angry prayer.
Caused a bunch of confusion in that little country church.
That's all I have to say about that right there.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we're going to have part two of the guys' responses to today's Strawberry Letter when we come back. Subject, the First Lady's special offering. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of the Strawberry Letter. Steve is on vacation, by the way. Junior is on vacation today. The subject of today's letter, the First Lady's special offering. A young man wrote this letter. He says he's happily married. But last summer, he loaned a female friend of his $320 for an insurance class so she could start her own business. She, at the time, this woman who borrowed the money, was engaged to a man, a preacher. She was engaged to be married. So he loaned her the money. They barely kept in touch after that. The woman went on to get married to the preacher, and the guy was busy with his family and traveling for work. So recently, he decided to check on his friend to see how she was doing in her new career as an insurance agent. Right, Jay. He also planned when he was checking on her to ask her about his money, when she was going to pay him back. Well, when he called her, she thanked him for the loan and everything, but she said she never took the insurance class and she didn't have the money to pay him back, and she wouldn't be able to pay him. And please don't tell her husband or ask him anything about it, because it would cause a big stink in her marriage, a big problem. So he says, you know, she went on to say that instead of giving him the money, she offered him her personal services. Now, keep in mind, she is married to a pastor now. She was engaged initially when she asked for the money, when she borrowed the money. But now she's married to the pastor. She's the first lady of a church. The guy asked her for her money. She said she didn't have it. But she did offer her personal services to pay off her debt. So he said he's never wanted to be intimate with her. He never wanted to cheat on his wife in that way. He's asking us, should he count this as a total loss? And should he tell her husband? And what should he do? You've heard from me, you've heard from Jay. Now, Tommy, it's on you. What you got?
Why?
Huh?
Why don't you see a blessing when it's in front of you?
Here we go.
Why don't you see the blessing?
What What a blessing, Tommy. I don't
you have $320 worth of service coming your way.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm mad he didn't get out what I got out. I'm just saying, you don't see this? You're getting $320 worth of service, and we can break that up over a course of time. We can get break that 320 up over the course of 6 months. Once a week, we can get a little service done once a week. I don't see why you don't want this. I am so disappointed in you right now. I really am. I'm not finna be like Shirley talking about your integrity and all that. No.
He didn't you cheat got on to his get, wife. That's a good
he
thing.
He got to get his 320 back, and the lady don't have it, so we're gonna have that's to right. give it the way the lady wants to give it to us. And she wants to give it in service, and that's a beautiful thing. Okay? So let's get it in service. Yes.
TPL.
There's a song about it, Tommy.
No. Take the B. Don't take the L. Take the B.
What's the B?
It's that booty. Take the B. Never take the L. Get you some of that booty.
Okay, wait a minute, Tommy. It doesn't make you feel any kind of way. She's the first lady of a church. She's married to a preacher.
She's still going to be the first lady.
If she's the first lady, then I'm going to have to, when I get it, I'm going to have to get it a little different. When I come in the room.
Good God Almighty.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's too far.
Preach
too
far. You're not. Yeah.
But when I come in the room, I need my 320. You ain't got the 320. Good God Almighty. I need you to pay me. I said pay me in a different kind of way. Start nibbling on my neck. Good God Almighty. Come on. Okay, I'm going to go too far. Never mind.
You see, we had the music
you have
ready
the right
for
to
you.
Burn in hell. Go ahead on. Do it. No, do it.
There's nothing wrong with getting paid in service. There's nothing wrong getting paid in service.
Your message.
She wants to stay in service. She goes to service Sunday morning. She wants to give service to him Wednesday evening. All right?
Mm-hmm. Not all right.
All minds clear?
No, he just forget about the 320. He's never going to see it again. Like I said, just forget about it and move on.
When she offers, why you got
to
forget?
Some things you don't charge to the game, Shirley.
This should be one of those. Take an L.
Mm-hmm. Take a B.
What's the B again?
That booty.
She's a first lady, Tommy.
She'll okay, so what does that mean?
She's married to a preacher.
Okay, so what about people that are second and third ladies? What about them?
What is that?
What does first lady mean?
That means she's a pastor's wife, okay? She shouldn't have been doing that.
So if it's the pastor's cousin, that's all right?
No.
If it's the pastor's auntie, that's all right?
I mean, no, she's married to the pastor. She's married. Come on now, you know that's not the proper way
if
to you're gonna
let
conduct
that
yourself
get in the
with
way,
your first lady.
So be it. If you're gonna bring
Tommy, that's where Shirley drew the line. It's that line right there.
The line can be erased.
She's married, he's married. Just pay him his money or forget about it. She's not giving him the money back. That's obvious.
Yeah,
she's
he
not
needs
doing
to let that,
that
go.
Yeah, just let
she
it go.
She can't get it out the collection plate on Sunday.
I mean, that's for the Lord. Come on now.
Ain't that what the...
Excuse me? What were you going to say? What were you going to say?
The benevolent offering. They don't do the benevolent no more, do they?
Yeah, they still do it at my church.
Okay. Shirley, when last time you ain't been to church?
What? Wait a minute
time,
now.
I just turned on you, huh?
I know.
Shirley, you've been going on a regular.
Yes, I have, nephew. I go to church. Yes.
You went through a drought for a while. Well, you hadn't been gone. I remember that. You don't remember that?
Are you judging me on that, though?
I'm
Are
not
you
judging
me?
You. I'm just saying.
It sounds like it.
I'm just saying.
All right, guys, we definitely have to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at SteveHarveyFM.com. And we got to say congratulations to The Rock. His movie, The Skyscraper, came in at number two, making $45 million,
The Rock.
$45 million,
piece of cinema, yes.
You love The Rock, huh, Jay?
Man, I love The Rock.
You look like an updated Die Hard. That's what
that's what I said.
That movie
but
was
you know,
great.
It made $45 million, which is great. Uh-huh. But I understand it cost $145 million to make.
None of us here have to worry about that.
So talk about The Rock with Jay.
All right. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.